How are you guys doing? Good. I'm sad too. This is our last night. So a couple of little housekeeping things before I forget, because that is my spiritual gift, is forgetting. I have made copies of all the verses that we've used from week to week, and they're on these yellow sheets in the front row. So you can get one afterward. There's a ton of them. I'm hoping that it just is, I hope this whole thing is a jumping off point for you guys. So I'm getting ahead of myself. But then secondly, Vicky, who I called Shirley, she's not Shirley, she's Vicky. Shirley, your name is, no, just kidding. Vicky is willing to do some, some organizing. If any of you are interested, she was really wanting to just kind of keep doing something on Monday nights or getting together for prayer from time to time. I think she's kind of wide open to whatever that might look like. But if that's something that you're interested in, there's a clipboard in the back with yellow paper, so you can find it. And if you wouldn't just put your name and your email address, Vicky will be getting in touch with you. Shirley will not. Vicky will. The one thing I would say is make sure that your email address is legible, because she's in trouble if she can't read that. This is a silly thing. This necklace and earring combination always makes me think I have spiders on my neck. So all night long, if there's an actual spider, I need you to tell me, because I'm going to ignore the feeling, and I'm freaked out all the time right now, and I need to throw the stuff away when I get home. So anyway, so tonight I'm super excited to hear what the Lord's been talking to you guys about in the course of this study. And if I had to guess, I would imagine there are some of you that are like, well, I do have some things the Lord has been showing me, but I'm too scared to get up there and talk about it. And you guys, if you can't do it at a study on fear, you know, we can do this. The thing that always helps me, because they'll give me a microphone once in a while. I don't know why they still do that. But it always helps me to remember that anytime I share, it's so that the Lord gets glory. It's not so that anyone thinks better of me. If you listen to me for very long, you'll probably think worse of me, really. But really, I hope that you feel free to just talk about what the Lord's been showing you, because he gets the credit for it. So if you're feeling insecure because of that, we're all cheering for you on the inside. So just know that this is a friendly room. But I'm really hoping that we get to hear from some of you guys. I've never done this at a Bible study before, like wrapping it up this way with testimonies. So we'll see how it goes. It's all on you, really. If it's a flop, it's your fault. So no, just kidding. No pressure. But I was thinking, if you want to, how about if you come, if there's a couple people, how about if you just come and like grab a seat in one of the front things, and we'll just see how it goes. It's gonna be rough and whatever. The only things I would say to you is don't take 20 minutes. You know, because we want to hear from more than one person, I'm such a hypocrite because I get to talk all the time. Sorry about that. Anytime that we're sharing, I hope we kind of keep that, the Bible verse that talks about how love covers a multitude of sins. We don't want to get up here and expose people's sins. So here would be an example. Donna is my friend and neighbor and all these things. And if I were to get up here and say, well, the Lord has really taught me about forgiveness because I hate Donna and she's so mean to me all the time, but God's really convicted me. You know, if you know Donna, it's hilarious because she's maybe the sweetest person there is. But I would ask that we don't uncover anyone's sin as we're sharing. And thirdly, let's like stick to the Bible and not like the Quran or something like that. Let's just shoot for no heresy or blasphemy. Okay? That's a low bar, right? Is anybody nervous? I'm a little nervous, but it'll be fine. I'm going to have two different mics, and let's just be in the front and center down there, and someone has to be bold and be the first one. It is being recorded. So it's good and bad, because if you try to teach out of the Quran, like I said, they're going to know, but it is being recorded. But I think that's great. So actually, I'm glad that you said that, though. When you come up and share, would you say your name, at least just your first name? That's fine. So we can at least be like, oh, I know that person at least a little bit more. Diana, did you have a question, Diana? Yeah, can you pause the recording, Brooke? Or okay, we can. You're not serious? Okay. If you want to uncover Diana's sin, just go right on ahead. Just say whatever you want about Diana. She's a troublemaker. That was awesome. That was good. Okay. Okay. Anybody feel like coming up here first? Oh, great. Can you guys see her?
See? Here I am. Okay. All right.
You have to use this.
Oh. I have to hold this mic. This is a testimony unto our marvelous, wonderful Lord, who has delivered me from fear of sitting here, okay? My whole life, all right? My whole life. I would not speak to any one of you. Ooh, that's spooky. The Lord gave me this scripture this morning from Psalm 19 as I was praying about, I knew last week when Amy said to share, and the Lord put on my heart, you'll be sharing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I know now not to wrestle with the Lord. I've done it so many times, and he always wins, and I'm glad. I have been praying for about a year that the Lord would give me a responsive heart. And for my whole life, I've asked the Lord to change my heart. But this year, he moved on me and said, be more specific. And that specificity is a responsive heart, one that really hears him and responds to him. And I am so, so grateful. I'm starting to shake now. But that's okay. Fear not. From Psalm 19, as I opened my Bible this morning, this is the verse where I was, and I couldn't believe it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour out speech. Night after night, they communicate knowledge. There is no speech. There are no words. Their voice is not heard. Their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the inhabited world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a groom coming from the bridal chamber. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The commandment of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey dripping from the comb. In addition, your servant is warned by them. There is great reward in keeping them. Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule over me. Then I will be innocent and cleansed from the blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I just can't praise God enough for being able to just even sit here tonight before you. I don't think any of you realize how terrifying, I mean, how absolutely, positively paralyzed with fear, like Amy said, to do something like this. And this is an amazing, amazing, miraculous act of God. And I just want to praise him and thank him for that. So
awesome.
There you are, lady.
Thanks, Diana. Kelsey.
So I guess I just want to share what the major things that I've learned through this that kind of, as we've gone through it, just kind of revealed themselves to me. So the first thing is that a lot of us, I think, experience fear because we're so attached to our comfort. And a lot of what God calls us to is not for our comfort, it's for his glory. And just a picture of that, and sorry, my name is Kelsey, I forgot to say that. So a picture that just kind of sticks out in my mind as I've been going here and then studying, just, it's so crazy how when you are learning about something, the Lord, I don't know, he's been like throwing it my way from my devotionals and from a book that I'm reading and really encouraging me in all this. But when the Israelites were up against the Red Sea and they're like, why would you corner us pretty much? You know, like you got us out of slavery and then, you know, we're stuck again. And what he did through that was not for their comfort. It was to show who the real God was to the Egyptians. And I just love that picture of that. And then another thing I was learning is running towards fear. So speaking, obviously, is not something that I'm in front of people. I'm obviously afraid to do that, too. So thanks, Diane. you did well. But, you know, running towards the fear because this has been in the book that I'm reading, too, about people in the Middle East who are, they're so in love with Jesus and they so trust what he has done for us that they just, like, and the fear over there is so much more, I think, than we'll ever experience here in our comfortable lives. But it's more like violence and whatnot. But in running towards that, God's strength is so much on display. Let me look at my notes. So just our life, you know, is not for ourselves if we're living for the Lord. So not being afraid to get out of our comfort zone, knowing that if we're running towards that fear, God has promised to be with us. And it's so that he can show his glory through you overcoming that fear or just however he wanted to use you where you're afraid to go or anything like that. Yeah.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Hello, my name is Melinda. I've been going through such a tremendous personal transformation over the last 5 years, and literally a baby in my faith walk with the Lord, having only been baptized last September. This study has undergirded everything else I'm doing outside of the various studies from Athey Creek. It's reinforcing the things that I need to do to trust in our Lord, because he called me to this place, and there's no other reason I would be here except that he shined a light on my path. But fear and doubt has something I've really struggled with and don't understand, and it occurred to me recently that after living the majority of my life not as a believer, I embraced this 2 years ago so wholeheartedly, and I can't quite figure out or justify why I have fear and doubt. It's kind of silly. He called me for a purpose. He has something for me to do. So overcoming fear, sitting in front of here, I'll echo Diana and Kelsey. This is not my comfort zone. but so much of what I've done in the past 5 years is stepping out of my comfort zone. So I just really appreciate everything that you've brought to this study and shine that light and giving us specific reference material to go back and continue studying it. So thank you. Thank you, God. And thank you, Amy. And thank you, all of you women that have shown up through these studies.
Thanks, Melinda. I love that.
I'm Lauren. And when I heard that the study was happening, I was like, anxiety or fear. I was like, oh, I know a lot about that. This is great. And I knew yesterday morning, it was the last song before James shared, and I was just bawling and crying, which is really awkward when you're then asked to meet people right afterwards, and then was prayed for so specifically without people really knowing the full details of something last night that I knew I had to share. I think the biggest thing that I've learned in this study is that I am not in control. Thank the Lord. Even as hard as I try, and that the Lord's grace is sufficient for me. I have also realized how susceptible I am to believing the lies that Satan throws my way, of being unworthy or not enough, and there's no one in my life that thinks that, but being able to counteract that with the Word of God is so powerful. And one of the things that I've done off and on, and I need to start doing again, is just read a psalm a day. If there's anyone that understands all of those emotions and feelings, it's David. But the verse that stuck out to me last night is in Romans 8, and it's Romans 8:37. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer. I love that phrase. Through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is such a huge list. It's mind-blowing. And so I'm so thankful for the Lord and I was talking earlier, and it's very clear to me that the Lord is putting things in front in our lives where he's like, okay, you've studied, you've thought, you've meditated. It's now time to put this into action. And I'm so grateful that he gives us those chances to put his word into practice.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Anybody else have anything? Lamora. Caitlin, you're next.
I'm Lamora. So when I heard that the topic was going to be fear and being fearless, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to deal with that. Not something that I look forward to confronting head on. And then I was like, okay, I'm going. And the first one, it talked about being unloved and the way that the Lord loves us and the lies that we believe. And then week after week, the ways that we get the truth to tell the enemy to go back to the pit has been such a blessing to me and such a reminder that we overcome because the Lord overcame and because he lives in us. And as I've been listening to Amy talk and just personal study, the psalm that keeps coming to my mind is Psalm 116 and verse 7 says, "Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." And the reminder that he conquered death for me, and I don't have to be scared of whatever he puts in front of my path because he gives good gifts to his kids, has really been just a sweet blessing from this study. So,
awesome. Thanks for sharing, Lamora. Psalm 116:7. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Caitlin.
I'm Caitlin, and it has been really divine timing with this whole study, even though when I came in, I was like, man, where was this 2 years ago? When I first started developing anxiety. But it's been such a sweet, sweet time of like having so much truth poured over so many lies that Satan told me when I was going through that season, and really just, I feel like God gave me this image of like pulling the weeds of lies out of my heart and planting truth back into it. And it's been interesting. Even just this weekend, one of my biggest fears just came back in my face. And that's for the past 5 years, my parents have, my dad has been taking my mom to court over my brother who's autistic. And my mom has asked me and my other brother to speak on his behalf, which in turn means testifying against my dad. And this happened, all my family is in Texas, and this started happening when I was in college, and I just prayed for deliverance. I just really hard. I lived in fear every day of, if I do this, then I'll lose my relationship with my dad, and if I don't do this, I could affect my relationship with my mom. And I just prayed for protection, and the Lord protected me, and then gave me some sweet friends that were like, I think you should think about doing missions. I think that's what's going to really heal you. And I signed up for this missions program, and in my interview where they're like, where do you want to go? The Holy Spirit in my head was like, say Portland. Over and over, say Portland. And I said it, and they sent me here, and then I came here to do college ministry for a couple years. And but just this weekend, I got a call from my mom's friend that said, your mom's lawyer needs you to come back and testify for this next trial. And that was hard. feeling like, okay, this is my worst fear coming back. But the Lord has been so faithful, even through my seasons of anxiety and just having so much just truth, and even just being amongst all of you, like really awesome women, knowing that like, I'm not alone in this. And, I can only attest to the peace of God, but I'm not afraid. If he calls me, I'm going, and I'm going to speak truth and pray for my dad and pray that he'll protect my brother. And I've seen him redeem my relationship with my mom, and so I know whatever happens, it's going to be his will.
How about if we pray real quick for Caitlin? Lord, we just thank you so much just for what a gift it is to be able to fellowship with one another, Lord. And Lord, even Caitlin being here from week to week, and we didn't know what was going on in her life, Lord, but you knew that she needed to be around sisters, and we just thank you so much for bringing her here, Lord, and I just thank you for her openness and her vulnerability and her tender heart, Lord, and Father, we just want to lift her up to you and just ask for your perfect will to be done in your perfect timing, Lord, and I thank you so much that she feels like she has some tools, Lord, that she's equipped to deal with these fears that come, and our family relationships can sometimes be the most tender place, Lord, and just a place where fear can creep in that is unlike any other. And so we want to pray for healing in those relationships, Lord. I pray that Caitlin would feel that she is walking in your will and that she is being obedient, and I pray that that would give her confidence, Lord. And when the accuser would come in and whisper lies, Lord, would you strengthen her heart? Lord, would you help her recall specific verses that can speak to those accusations, Lord, those fiery darts? I pray that she would be a woman who walks in that spiritual armor that your word talks about, Lord. And I pray that she would know that that you are her protector and her defender, Lord. We do pray for peace in relationships that are turbulent right now. And you can do miracles in families. We've seen that, Lord. But in the meantime, Lord, I just pray that Caitlin would feel just built up and strengthened in you, Lord. Just very sure of how much you love her and that she is not alone for a second, Lord, that you are surrounding her and that you are carrying her through this time, Lord. So we pray for peace that passes understanding, and we just pray for strength and for just for your presence to be felt in a special way for Caitlin. So thank you that we could all come together and pray for her tonight. And we love you, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, my name is Alice. I'm very much acquainted with fear. I grew up in a home where fear was verbalized and nonverbal throughout my whole life. But one of the verses the Lord gave me as a young girl was Psalm 46:10. That says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I guess I really didn't know the impact of that until I got older and started learning more about him and who he is. And one of the things that stuck out for me in this study was that he is sovereign and he is good. And knowing that about him, if he was sovereign but not good, that would be really scary, because we would have a God who's in control of everything, but if he wasn't good, then we wouldn't know, you know, is he gonna be for me one day, against me the next? But if he's good and not sovereign, well, that's great. He's good and he's for you, but that doesn't mean he can take care of what's going on in your life. And so just that being able to be still and know who he is, that he is both sovereign and good, I'm growing in that. My fear is not automatically gone, but to just be able to think on who he is and know that he's got my life, he's in control, he's good, he's working everything out for the good. And just being able to rest in that is just incredible.
Thanks, Alice.
Great.
My name is Makayla. I'm in high school. This is actually just my first time being here, and I'm really sad because, like, you all seem like very powerful women, people I should be surrounded by and people I should be around. You guys are all talking about fear, and I have, like, a problem going on with somebody in my life who's going through something really bad, and nobody knows about it, and I'm the only person who knows, and so I'm kind of going to have to be the one who brings light to the situation, and it's terrifying to me, and I'm so scared, and I kind of have just been coming to church. I've been praying with a couple of the pastors off and on, and kind of just looking towards the Lord and asking him to guide me in the way of how I should come about bringing this news, because it is so tragic and bad. And he's been giving me a lot of different verses. I wrote a couple letters to some people who need to know, and all of it is surrounded in the Bible and how they should know, how they should react. And the Lord gave me a verse, James 1:19. I don't remember it directly, but I know it's saying, like, be slow to speak, swift, and it's just sad, and I hope all of you are okay, and, like, the fear has been kind of, like, going away, and just kind of stepping into this room and hearing all of you speak about what you're going through, or just even the verses you've heard from, like, being here in Amy's Bible study, just giving me some type of hope, and knowing that no matter what happens, I have the Lord on my side, and he'll protect me no matter what. So thank you, guys.
Can I pray for you, too? How brave is that? Lord, we just thank you so much for Makayla. Lord, we thank you for bringing her here tonight, Lord. Even as Alice was talking about your sovereignty, Lord, you knew when she needed to be here. And I love that you got her here tonight, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the fact that she is looking to you while she's carrying this heavy burden, Lord. And I love that she knows she's not carrying it alone, and that she's been here at church, Lord, taking in Bible study, and she's been praying with pastors, and she's been in your word on her own, Lord, and really seeking you. And that is the way, Lord, that we have to approach those scary things. And so we just thank you so much for her and for just her obedience already, Lord. And our prayer is that in this situation, Lord, that you would
go before her and that you would allow her to know who to talk to and when and what to say and when to be quiet, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that she would feel like you are ordering her steps, Lord, and just covering her. Lord, I pray the same thing for her as I did for Caitlin, Lord, that she would not feel like she's alone. I pray that she would know that you are going before her, Lord. But I also pray that she would use us, Lord, if there are some of us in this room tonight that she would connect with just to show her love, to pray for her, to keep in touch with her. Lord, I pray that you would just begin to build relationships in Mikayla's life that will continue to point her to you and just encourage her heart. And Lord, we pray for the other people that are involved in this situation, Lord. And Lord, it might get harder before it gets better, but Lord, we pray that you'd redeem it. And we pray that somehow people would see who you are, even in this hard thing. And so we love that you are a God who redeems, Lord, that you can take what the enemy intends for evil and you can always turn it around for good. And we love that so much about you. And so that's what we pray for this particular situation, Lord. Thank you so much for Mikayla and for bringing her here tonight. We're all blessed by her and encouraged by her. So we love you so much and just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thanks.
Wow.
Anyone else? Okay, I don't want to pressure people into it, but oh, all right. You want to do it? I don't know if you'll get that guarantee, but.
My name is Judy. This is my favorite thing to do, sit in front of everybody and share. But, okay, where do I start? Okay, what I wanted to share was back in September, I was seeking counseling for quite some time, and my counselor said to me, you need to... I was telling him about some situation, and I've been having trust issues all of my life, I mean. And the fear, anxiety has been half of my life. Fear has been all of my life. And he says, you know, Judy, you need to get with the Lord. You need to be you and the Lord and the Word. You're having a lot of trust issues, and you need to see what God needs to show you, what you need to know about him, what you need to understand. And I was so afraid because I pray, I read the Word every day, but I don't go to the Word to look for answers. I just, you know, I read wherever I feel like, wherever I want to start, beginning, the end, New Testament. And so that was new to me, and I was just having such a really anxiety attack. And I was convicted as well, and I was upset because I didn't like being convicted. But he was speaking truth, and I knew that it was time, and he told me, it is time. It's time for you to get with the Lord. And I knew it because the Lord's been tugging on me since 2012. The Lord's been showing me things about my past, my brokenness, my pain, and now it's been more intense. It's just like really intense. So I said, he says, I'm not going to leave you. You don't need me. You have the foundation. You know what to do. And I will be here for you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'll be here in 3 months. And I said, okay, but I don't know. What do I read? He goes, here's 2 anchor verses for you to have. And one of them is my favorite. He said, I don't know how to pronounce it. I just butcher it. 31:8. He said, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before me. I personalized it. He will be with me. He will not leave me nor forsake me. Do not fear nor be dismayed. And the other one he gave me was 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with me. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And he's like, these are your anchor verses. And I said, okay, so what do I read in the book? He goes, I don't know. It's between you and the Lord. And I go, he goes, is this going to be hard, you know, getting into the wilderness? Because I needed to get with the Lord about my brokenness, this, you know, my past. And I said, but I don't know what to read. And then he says, okay, just start with Psalms. I said, okay. And then he's like, so this is going to be difficult. This is going to be, you're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel confused. You're going to have pain. It's not going to be easy. And I said, I was already feeling that. Terrified, fear, everything. And so then I said goodbye, and I just cried out to the Lord and cried, and I asked him to help me, and I said to him that I was afraid, but I was going to take a step of faith because I needed to. And so he said to me, my counselor also said to me about, you know, I know you do pray. I'm not going to say you don't pray. And he says, but you need to spend more time with the Lord in his word. Because I do spend time, but I needed to spend more time in order to build that relationship, to restore my relationship with the Lord, and to build that trust with him. So I was wrestling with the Lord after I hung up with him. I go, what is he talking about, Lord? I spend time with you. I don't think it matters how long I spend it, how much time I spend in prayer, how much time I spend in your word. As long as I spend time with you, you look at the heart. That's all that matters, Lord. And then the Lord, I was just all calm and everything. You know, he brought to my attention, you know, I do these things, but I need to spend more time if I want to get to know him and build this relationship. And so I just started spending time with him, and I was afraid, like, when I would be done with a book, what's the next book? I was afraid that he wasn't going to guide me, that he was going to fail me. And he was just faithful the whole time. He showed me the next book, and I started building that trust with him, that faith, where I was becoming excited and satisfied and spending time just only with him and not seeking man for answers and not looking for resources to help me with my struggles or anything. And I started just loving it. And I was like, oh, what's the next book? I would be just so excited. And I just felt satisfying the Lord. So 3 months comes, and I go, he texts me. He says, I just want to let you know I've been praying for you. And I was like, I felt really touched by that. And he says, I would like to meet. Can we meet in person instead of Skyping? And I said, I was scared. So the next day I said, I'm not emotionally balanced, so I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm not going to please man. And the next day I replied when I was, you know, emotionally sane. And then I told him, sure. And then I didn't miss it. I couldn't understand why I wasn't missing counseling anymore. So I had spoken to my husband, and he said, well, you know, maybe it's the Lord speaking to you. And he said to me, well, you know, I said, I got with the Lord right after my husband and I spoke. And I said, I started asking the Lord and seeking him. And he said to me, you know, he had the peace. When I would think about going to counseling, I didn't have peace. And then when I would think about not going, I had the peace. So then the Lord just revealed to me that I didn't need counseling, you know, that I didn't need the counseling, that he is my wonderful counselor. And he's the only one that could help me with my brokenness and my pain. You know, I went to counseling because of the anxiety, but the counselor could do only so much. You know, he can't heal me, and I knew that he couldn't heal me. But I realized how attached I was to the counselor as well when we last spoke. And the Lord showed me that, and I was like, I was blinded by this, Lord. I didn't know this. And I repented. I asked for forgiveness. And then I called the counselor. Three months came up, and I felt free and at peace about telling him that the Lord freed me from him, that I was satisfied just seeking God, just him and his word. And he was like so excited for me, and you know, and he said that's what he's been praying. And then so then after, the Lord's been freeing me from things since I've been on this journey with him. And so then one day I was at church, and Nate was teaching about Father, and he was saying how important it is to say Father in prayer, and how that's going to change your life in a powerful way. And I was just like, the Lord had been praying about this for a while, that he would help me to have the peace about calling him Father, because I grew up without a father. I didn't have a father growing up, so it was hard for me to call him Father, and he's spiritual. So the Lord just totally answered my prayer that night. And I was so excited and just praising him and thanking him for this answer prayer that meant so much to me. It was so huge that I could actually call him Father. It was from my heart, sincere. My mind and my heart just connected. And it feels so real that he is my Father, my Father. And I went home praising him. I couldn't sleep that night. The next morning I got up and I was just praying to him and calling him Father. Till this day I call him Father. And then when this Bible study started, I was like, oh, fearless. I don't know about that. So my husband encouraged me. He goes, you need to take this study. And I said, I read it. Okay, I know. I'm just waiting to hear from the Lord because it's supposed to be me, the Lord, and the Word. So I don't want to be disobedient. And then, so I felt at peace. But then when I came the first day, I had an anxiety attack. I had the fear, and it was. But after that, I didn't have it like the first day that I had it. And this Bible study has been such a huge blessing. The Lord has used this Bible study for my struggles with my fear and anxiety. And I was like reading one night. I was reading the Word, and I said to the Lord, oh, I'm fearing fear. And then I was reading John 15, abiding in the Lord, where one day Amy was sharing about that you can do nothing without the Lord, and that totally resonated for the first time, that I could do nothing without you, Lord. And then the next day, Judy shared about abiding. I'm like, Lord, at the time, I didn't know what he was trying to say to me, and then he showed me that, and I was just like, you are so right. And then, so this scripture he showed me, oh my gosh, I can't really see it because my eyes are like, I have my glasses in my bag. I think it's verse. I have my glasses. Oh, wow. I could see better. It's amazing with your glasses. So he said, when that thought came to my mind, I turned over, and the first verse that I turned over, it was the one that he wanted me to see. He said, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. I go, oh, I've been full of excuses, Lord, please forgive me. He convicted me, I repented, and I was at peace about me being convicted, because I want to change. I want the Lord to change me. I want him to free me from all of these things that are not of the Lord. And I was just, at that moment, he lifted up that fear, that stronghold that I've always had paralyzing me all of my life. He lifted that fear up, and I don't have that fear anymore. And I'm just thankful for the Lord. And it just feels so freeing to not have that. I still experience the anxiety, and he's still dealing with other stuff that I'm holding on to from my brokenness, and he's asking me to be strong and have courage and to run to him. And I've just been really, really struggling with that. So, but I do trust that he's going to help me with it, and he's going to continue to free me from all of these other things.
Thanks, Judy. Thank you. That was great. I'm telling you, young ladies, once you hit 40, you just get like 30 pairs of these and put them all around your house. That's it. Anybody else? Yeah, you're welcome. All righty.
Hello, everyone. My name is Courtney, and I have come to a few of these studies. And in my own life, or just day to day, sometimes I'm like, or just even at these studies, I was asking myself, what do I fear? And I'm like, I don't like fear that much. Like, it's so easy to just be like, I don't really fear that much. Like, and then I just thought about it, and I came to the realization that so many of my fears are my thoughts. I think, like, you know, some of our fears could be like, oh my gosh, there's like this giant cliff or whatever, you know, they're like physical. But I've come to realize, like, in the past few weeks that so many of my personal fears are all my thoughts, and I get these doubts in my mind, and I find that the devil tries to, you know, just sneak in there and give me these just like moments where I'm like, oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, that's like not going to ever work out. And that's just something that I've been struggling with, or something that I do tend to struggle with. And there's just like, I love what she said. She's called them anchoring verses. And like a couple, I just want to share two of my anchoring verses that have been there for me when I have felt fear at all. And the first one, I feel like it represents peace. And it's just a classic. It's Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called to according to his purpose." And I really encourage like everyone who ever has those thoughts and doubts to just really just go to that verse and read it, because it's such a comforting verse to read, and just knowing that. And I just find myself meditating on that verse so many times where I feel like, oh my gosh, oh, that thought of like, God's not gonna work that out. And you know, God's not gonna help me out in this situation. I just like remember that verse, and I think it's such a good one. And this other verse, I feel like it represents almost like strength to me. And it's, I just read it a couple of days ago, and it's 2 Corinthians 10:5, and it says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." And I love that. I think it's so great. And it just, I automatically just feel so like, I can take on it everything. I'm just like so filled, like, take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And so I just encourage you all, like, if you ever have doubts and stuff the way I do, just to take that thought captive and just make it obedient to Christ, and just remember that God's going to work everything out for good. And so, yeah, those are just two verses that have really been speaking to me, and I hope that, and any fears that you guys have, I hope that it does the same. So awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Courtney. Yeah. That was great.
Anyone else? Any takers?
So I'm not really afraid to talk in front of people because I do it for a living, but they're a lot shorter than me, and they have to listen because they're seven. So when I heard that we were going to do a Bible study on fear, I kind of felt a lot of the same way, is that I don't really have a lot of fears, but I'm kind of afraid of heights, but I'm not afraid of talking in front of people. Most of the people I work with know that I'm a Christian. I'm pretty outspoken. Anybody who knows me pretty much knows that. My family is saved. I don't have a lot of fear in talking about the Lord. I talk about the Lord all the time. I work in a public school, and I still talk about the Lord. And people who know me know that to be true. So I kind of was like, I don't know if I really want to go to that Bible study. Anybody who knows me also knows that I'm pretty obsessed with kickboxing. And my kickboxing class was on Monday, and I had said to somebody earlier in the month, I really hope God never asked me to choose between God and kickboxing. And then Amy said, "Hey, I'm having a Bible study on Monday nights." I'm like, "Of kickboxing on Monday nights? Thanks, Lord." And so I was like, okay, so this is God saying, hey, you need to, you know, remember that kickboxing is not Bible study, and you should go to Bible study. So I did, and but again, I was like, I don't really know why I'm here. I'm not really afraid of things. I'm pretty confident. And everything was going along swimmingly until Amy started talking about the fear of sharing the Lord with people. And again, I was like, my family's saved, people at work know I'm a Christian, I'm not afraid of sharing the Lord with people. And then I went to kickboxing a couple days later. Most of the people that go to kickboxing, very few of them go to church, strangely enough. The music is not super worshipful. the majority of people that go there don't live the same kind of life that I live. It's not a circle of people that I would typically rub elbows with. There are some people from Athey who have come to kickboxing with me, and I always warn them in advance, just so you know, there's not going to be worship music there. And so it's that kind of atmosphere, which I'm fine with. It doesn't affect me, but I didn't really think that kickboxing and God were going to interact. At least I was hoping that they weren't. But most of the people that are there are younger than me. They live different lives, and they have a lot of them have very messed up lives. And we get to be pretty close with people there, and I'm one of the older people there, strangely enough. And there's a lot of girls that are there that are kind of struggling with a lot of things in their lives and making really poor choices. And we talk a lot about stuff after class and, you know, whatever. And there's this one girl I knew her pretty well through kickboxing, and she had a really dysfunctional life. She's had a lot of trauma and trouble in her life. And she told me, I think I'm going to go to my psychic today.
And I was like, what? No, don't do that. No, don't do that. You should come to church with me. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, now I'm going to be dragging this person that I don't know super well to my church. And what if she thinks it's weird? What if she thinks I'm weird? What if she tells the other people at kickboxing that I'm weird? And I was like, I just was like, all of a sudden I realized I'm pretty terrified when it comes right down to it to tell people about the Lord who I know already don't love and respect me. I mean, I talk about the Lord all day at work, but again, they know me. So it was all of a sudden I was super terrified and I was trying to backpedal and God was like, really? You need to not backpedal. She needs the Lord. So I just said, hey, I go to this church. We have an app. You should listen online. Like, I didn't offer to bring her. I said, you should listen online. And so she did. She, because I'm so bold, you should listen to the app. Here's the app. I helped her download it. I literally helped her download the app. So she calls me during the day and said, so I called your church today. And I was like, what now? And she, what did you do? She's like, yeah, I talked to Jeff Young. And I'm like, okay, wow. And then she told me, she's like, yeah, it really helped me see a lot of things about the Lord. And I was like, okay. So all day long, I'm like praying about it. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? And so I'm like, but luckily, I was going out of town. So I was like, for spring break. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'm just going to pray for her while I'm gone. And I'm going to be really faithful and disciple this girl and from Montana. And so, so she calls me up on Sunday and she goes, hey, I went to your church today. And I'm like, you did? By yourself? And she lives in Tigard. She goes, yeah, I joined. It's way out there. I'm like, yeah. She goes, it's really big. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I talked to Ian Strauss and I got saved, got a Bible. And I'm like, I swear, I have pictures on my phone. She got baptized on Easter. I have the pictures. So, yeah, I'm like totally shaking. So she's telling me all this, and I'm on the phone, and I'm like, my mom's like, who is it? I go, I can't talk right now. And I'm like, what? Now you talk to who? Okay, I'm flying in at 2:30. I'm coming to your house. So I get off the plane. I go to her house. She's like, yeah, I got a Bible, and I got saved. I'm going to get baptized. And I'm like, and I am like blown away. I've never had anybody. I was like, okay. She's like, so are you going to celebration? I'm like, yeah, I am now. Now I'm going. I'm like, what? So we come here and she's like, knows people. And I was so she's telling everybody, yeah, I met her at kickboxing and she told me about the Lord. And I'm like, all I did was download an app on your phone. But so just to say that it doesn't, you might think you're not afraid of things, but when it comes right down to it, I was pretty terrified, and part of the terror was that I was going to be responsible for this person. Like, this person was going to get saved because of what I said, and she was going to come to my church and meet my friends and get saved by my pastor. Well, typo. But I was like, and I felt all of a sudden very responsible for this person, and it was terrifying. And so the one thing that I kept praying about, because I prayed a lot since all of this happened, more than I have for a really long time, is the verse that came to me is in Philippians 2, and it says, if there's any encouragement from belonging to Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship together in the Spirit, are your hearts tender and compassionate, then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. And then it says, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others. And I guess that would just be to encourage you, because it encourages me that when we take an interest in other people, especially people that live in the world, they don't understand what we have. And when they see it, I mean, she said, I spent 10 minutes on the phone with your pastor, and I've never heard anything like that before. And I listened to the worship songs at your church. I've never been to a church like that. I've never heard those words. No one's ever explained the gospel to me that way. And then she's like, all the stuff that I read on your app and in the Bible U version, she's like, I've never understood the Bible until then. And she said, it's changed my life. And every time I talk to her, and she's told all these people at kickboxing, it's humbling, but it's also like, we know the truth. Like, we have this hope in our heart, and the rest of the world doesn't have it. So if you're afraid, because I didn't think I was, but I obviously was. Here's an app. If you feel afraid, you just need to realize that we have something that everybody else wants and that everybody else needs. And that's enough. I mean, now I just want to tell like everybody at kickboxing. And so if a bunch of strange people show up at church, that's why. That's where they came from. But so that's what I wanted to say. And here's her picture. Here's her picture getting baptized.
It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
What's her first name?
Her name is Jana.
Jana. Be on the lookout for Jana. I think that's a good one to wrap up on. That was so great. And I was worried that people weren't going to share. This is such a blessing. I wanted to have time for worship and communion, but it's 8:32. So how about if you have to go, then go right ahead. But if you want, I just wanted I just felt like it would be the best way to wrap up what we've been doing. And just, I mean, I love hearing these stories. I love the big things and the small things the Lord's been doing. I told you this our very first night, but I'll say it again until I die. This is going to be the same situation in that I needed this far more than anybody. I didn't get to come and teach this because I have the fear thing all wrapped up. I think the Lord's like, you're going to get some extra time to study this stuff because you need some extra help. So I was sharing with some gals before we even started the study. I really hope that this, what we've done here, is just kind of cracking the door open, you know? That's why I wanted you guys to have the scripture verses, because I really do hope and pray that it's a jumping off place in your life on this topic of fear, because it's going to follow us always, you know? And I think the enemy's always going to be operating, our flesh, the world, all these things we talked about from week to week. But I have been just so encouraged by you guys, like you just don't know. But also just being in the Word, and what I'm excited to see is what the Lord's going to do in every single one of us. He's been really impressing on my heart lately the idea of multiplication, and it's not my goal in what we do on any time I'm doing a study is not to like. I want a ton of people to come and keep listening to me. I don't know why I have two microphones. I don't want like a gigantic Bible study and every single week people are dying to hear what I have to say. I don't want that. I love getting into a topic that the Lord has led and we get to talk about all these things. You get to be in the Word. But then you take it and you do with it in your life whatever the Lord has for you. It might be a comment you make on offhand at kickboxing because the lady's going to go see a psychic. I mean, how great is that story? It could be someone in your family that you're like, I got to get brave enough to talk to them about this. It might be forgiveness that you got to work through. It might be praying bigger. You know, I don't know what it is, but I feel like what we've done here isn't just about our little group. It's about what the Lord's going to do in your life and through your life because of what we've talked about on these Monday nights. And I'm excited to see that. That's kind of when I wanted to end our study on a testimony night, because that's just a little teaser of every single one of us. You guys all have a testimony, you know, and so I'm excited to see that. I had some things to share, and I don't need to. You guys touched on the verses I wanted. This is so great. I'm just so happy about that. So anyway, how about if we do a little bit of worship and you can come up and take communion as you want to, and I'll pray at the end. Does that sound good? I'll pray. Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Okay, sure.
So I'm Shirley, and I'm Vicki.
Shirley.
So a couple of us have wanted to continue to meet. Not that you're going to commit right now, but could I see a show of hands if you might be interested? Because I want to know if there'll be like 3 of us or 23 of us. Because we'll need a bigger room if there's more than 3 of us. Okay, so I guess there's a sign-up thing back there. So don't forget to sign and put your email address, and then we'll send something out. Good, thank you.
Lord, as we take time just to celebrate what you've done in these weeks that we've had together, Lord, we are so grateful on so many levels, Lord. We're so thankful for your word, for how powerful it is, Lord. We're so thankful that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, Lord, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Lord, I just want to lift up every single one of these women, Lord. Every woman who has walked in the door on a Monday night, any woman who has listened to this study, Lord, I pray that we would be strong women, Lord, not because of our own strength or what we have to contribute or to offer to you, Lord, but in our weakness, you are strong on our behalf. And Lord, we just want to invite you in to all of those weak places. We want to invite you into the areas where we fall short and see your grace make up for all of it. Lord, we want to be women who can treat other people with gentleness and love and respect, regardless of how we're being treated. We want to be bold and warm in the way that we love people. We want to be women who can fight against those lies in our thought life, Lord. And fight those things with your truth, Lord. We thank you so much that you show us how to walk with less and less fear. And Lord, that's our hope and our prayer, Lord. We love your promise that once you've begun a good work in our lives, you'll be faithful to complete it, Lord. And that's been my prayer all along for these ladies, Lord, that this would just be a good work that you have begun. Lord, we wish that in 10 or 12 weeks, we could wrap up the fear issue in our lives forever, Lord. But we know that it's something that you'll continue to build on. And so we just are counting on that, Lord. Lord, we want to just wrap up this study with just time to worship you because you're so worthy of it. We want to celebrate what you did on the cross for us, Lord. We thank you so much for the suffering that you endured. We thank you for your blood that was poured out to cover our sins and to have them forgiven, for us to be washed clean. And so we just thank you so much, Lord, for who you are, for what you've done for us. And we give this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.